Easter Sunday, the main day of the whole year, of the liturgical year, because we are celebrating the resurrection of our Lord, that is the center of our faith. If Christ is not risen, all our faith is just a fake, it's nothing. Then what we are celebrating today is really, really important. Because if Jesus suffered, if he died but is still dead, all our faith has no sense. We are still in our sins, said St. Paul. We were not saved. But Christ is risen. And the disciples are testifying that resurrection. The last sentence of the Gospel today, very significant. Remember, as yet they did not understand the scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. They have seen Lazarus. He was dead, he was alive again. But that was not the kind of resurrection that Jesus was talking about. And how can the disciples think about something that have never happened before? They cannot even imagine what a resurrection can be. That was a complete surprise, something completely new for them. And then we can understand that it was blowing their minds that Jesus was going to be resurrected, alive, but not going back to the same kind of life that we have, to a biological life, to die again. That's why the resurrection of Jesus is so new. It's like a big change in history. It's that the greatest intervention of God in our human history. It's the beginning of a new, in a good sense, a new age, a new situation. A new situation where it's a new way for humanity. Jesus has opened for us a new hope. In some way we can say that in the resurrection, the day of the resurrection, like eternity has entered into heaven. On this particular moment of history, the resurrection of Jesus, time and eternity are like touching each other. It's a historical fact. Jesus was here. He had a human body. But through the resurrection, he has entered into eternity. Then he's here with us, but at the same time, he has opened eternity for us. A new way, a new life, something completely new for all of us. And this has to give us a great hope. He has conquered death and sin. We have hope. I like very much in the book of Revelation, there is a passage where St. John is like the visionary that is receiving all of these revelations. In a certain moment, he is crying because nobody was able to open the roll that was the book of life. In other words, salvation was impossible for us. Nobody can save the human race. And then when he's crying, the angel is coming to him and said, "Do not cry anymore. Know that the Lion of the tribe of Judah has conquered. That is Jesus Christ. He is dead. He was dead. He is risen now. He is the living. And he's sharing with us that eternal life." Father Henry mentioned yesterday how the resurrection is very much linked to the Eucharist. And I think for us, it's very important to realize that. In the Synoptic Gospels, St. Luke, St. Matthew, St. Mark, also in St. Paul, they are presenting like a succession. First, is the passion and death. And after that is coming the resurrection, the glory. In St. John's Gospel, we have like the two of them together. It's not that one is first and then first death and then resurrection. St. John is presenting the two of them together, like one on the top of the other. Then when he speaks about the cross of Jesus, he's talking about his glory. The Son of Man is going to be glorified. He's going to be crucified. But he says he's going to be glorified. Then the glory and the cross are together. And I think this is very important because it's like that in our lives. Cross and glory are together. We are still on earth. We know that Jesus has conquered. Heaven is open for us. We can receive here and now to share divine life. God lives in us. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, they live in us when we are in a state of grace. And that presence, that life has to grow to reach plenitude, fullness, that sanctity. But that is present here, now. And then we will enjoy that in plenitude in heaven. But we also have crosses and sufferings here during our lives. That's why the Eucharist is our nourishment for our way. And it's also the mystery where we celebrate all of that together. The Passion and the Resurrection of Christ. The risen Lord. The whole mystery is there. Then we can participate personally in that mystery through the Eucharist. The second point would be joy. When the disciples meet the Lord, the risen Lord, they are overjoyed. And the Lord told them in the Last Supper, you will be sad, but I will come back to you and nobody will be able to steal that joy from your hearts. That is beautiful. Joy has to be like a distinctive sign of Christians, of Catholics. We have to be people of joy. Not the joy that is coming from any human reality. Not the joy that is coming because everything is going well and we are healthy and we had a good lunch. We are together. That's very kind of animal joy. Our joy is a spiritual joy. It's coming from the certainty that Christ is risen, that we share his divine life, that certainty that he has conquered, and no matter what happened in this life, no matter how much we have to suffer, no matter if we are going to be persecuted, as Father Henry said before, we need to keep that joy in our hearts and to bring that joy to others. Pope Francis, his last document, the joy of the gospel. How often you see people around you and they are not very joyful. Usually it's very much the opposite. How many people are just angry and they are like dogs. You approach them, oh my goodness. And so many sad faces. And so much bitterness. We need to bring that joy to the world. It has been given to us. And we cannot keep it for ourselves. And we ourselves too, we have to be very attentive to that temptation of sadness. Quite often we experience temptations, one kind or another, but we can recognize them very easily. If I have a temptation of pride, I don't want to be prideful. I put that aside. But sometimes sadness, we don't see that as a temptation. And little by little that sadness is coming into our hearts. And we are like with horrible faces. Like a lettuce in summer without water. We don't show to others the joy of the resurrection, the presence of Christ in our lives. And it's very important that we keep firm that faith, that hope. He is risen. We have conquered. He is with us. Heaven is open for us. Of course, we need to be faithful to our vocation. We need to be faithful to the gospel, to our Lord, to live according with our faith, and know always that love is always demanding. The gospel is demanding. It was demanding for Jesus Christ. Look at the cross. Love for him was not easy. But he gave himself completely to us. And then love for us is not easy. It's not easy to love your husband, your wife, your children. When you have a big family, you don't have time for yourself. And that's beautiful. You cannot live for yourself anymore. They are helping you not to be selfish. Or at least to be less selfish. Because you have less time to be selfish. But it's very good. But Jesus said in the gospel, whoever wants to keep his life, how many people they want to keep his life? My life, me, myself. The egoism. And Jesus told us we need to lose our life, to give our lives out of love for others. Joy. And finally, and it's very much related to this second point, we have our mission in the church. We cannot keep that joy. We cannot keep the good news. Jesus Christ is risen. Around us we have this world in darkness. This world full of lies. That is very much in need of the truth of the gospel. And we need to be apostles, witnesses of the risen Lord. And be ready to suffer, to be the light of the world, the salt of the earth. There was a French writer called Georges Bernanos. He said, if you Christians, Catholics, if you are the light of the world and the world is in darkness, you know, who is responsible for that? Are we keeping the light for ourselves? Are we keeping that joy for ourselves? Are we ashamed of our crucified Lord? Are we still worried about what others are going to think about me? Or I love my Lord in such a way that I don't care at all what others will think about me. As soon as my Lord is happy, it doesn't matter. The rest is not important. Human words go with the wind. But I need to be faithful to the Lord and to accomplish my mission and to preach the gospel with my life, mainly, but also with my word. With my word. Very often, you know, many people around us, they can be like proud of their unbelief. And quite often, there is an empty space because we are not giving testimony of our faith. And they become like more brave, proclaiming their unbelief. And they mock God and moral and everything because we stay silent. And it cannot be like that. We need to be brave to get our strength from the cross, from the Eucharist, and to be witness of the risen Lord. Especially with our joy, as I said. The joy is something that belongs to us. Joy is something that Jesus has conquered for us. It's a fruit that is coming from the tree of the cross. May our Blessed Mother help us to keep that joy in our hearts. A supernatural joy. A joy that is coming from divine life in our souls. so that we can give that testimony of joy and light to the world. Amen. Amen.